I'm your host, Mr. Slay. We got a special guest in the building today. Go ahead and introduce yourself, bro.
What up, though? What up, though? This is Soup right here for your entertainment pleasure. And since y'all like talking, y'all can talk about me. I like it.
There it is. There it is. There it is. So, yeah, man, we got a good one here today. We got some updates on Diddy, man. We're going to see what's going on with Diddy. They got Cuba Gooden Jr. in the mix. I don't know, man. They got some allegations going out against him, but that's the latest news on him. Lizzo says she quit, but there may be some misunderstanding, but we're going to get off into all that. WFLNT Radio Channel 810.5 on your FM dial. It's your boy, Mr. Slayton Soup in the building, man. We're going to get to talk about it. Y'all know, hit the like, hit the subscribe. You want to contact the show, 810-553-6592. That's 810-553-6592. And you already know, Mr. Slate 810 at gmail.com. Mr. Slate 810 at gmail.com. If you want to collaborate, you want a topic, you want to give a shout out, or you just want to cuss us out, and you just want to be a hater, man, whatever it is, bring it on. We want all the smoke. Let us know. Hit the contact. Like and subscribe and share, folks. We need it. We need 100. Likes. I need 200 likes by August 15th, which is my birthday, man. 100, 100, 100, 100, 200. Give me something, man. So, yeah, man, let's get into it. Let's look into things. Man, what's going on with you, bro?
Well, first, I want to say, you want 100 likes? I feel you. I just need four.
You just need four? We're going to get you more. We're going to get you 400, my G.
I mean, yeah, that's cool. But, you know, I'm half-ass slow. So I just, you know, just... tell them to just put in the comments these four for him. Just give me four.
Right, man. I got you, man. Y'all got
four,
you.
No, 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 no. Four and a half.
Four and a half. Y'all hear that? Four and a half.
Whoever figure out how to do that half, like, that's the winner right there.
Four and a half. So what's up, man? What you think about this stuff going on with Diddy, man? Like, I know you heard it. I know you looked at it. What's your thoughts on it, man? Do you think he had it coming, like, with all the freaky shit we done heard throughout the years? Like, did you see it coming? Are you surprised?
Okay, let me start with this. Have you been broke before?
Hell yeah, I'm broke now.
Okay, have you had money before?
Yeah.
Didn't you do some weird shit when you had money?
No.
Take what we're talking about out of it. Just answer the question. And I ain't saying no weird, but like just weird shit.
I could say I did something I probably wouldn't have done if I didn't have that much money. Yeah, I can say that.
How many times you done hit him with the belly because you had a pocket full of money? Nigga, I don't give a fuck about the police. Nigga, we speeding, smoking blunts. Because right. When you know you got that bond out money, nigga, yourself. You don't come out.
You're feeling yourself. But I'm saying, man, this is a whole grown-ass man that's been in the game 30-plus years, man, and hit every achievement, hit every goal, billionaire, got everything going for him. I mean, we heard stuff about him. We heard a lot of stuff throughout the years. I heard he was messing with, you know, with the boy girls and all that stuff. I heard that, you know.
Okay.
So I'm not surprised. Me personally, I'm not surprised at all.
Okay. You are straight. You so straight that they use you to make sure rulers are straight.
Right.
Yeah. However, have you hit a bitch in the ass before?
Yeah.
You know why? Because you had so much pussy, it started getting boring. Now, no, I'm not defending any of his actions if they come out to be true. Right. I'm just a person that thinks outside the box.
Yeah, and with
that being said, I have no idea whether he did any of that shit.
Right.
However, it would not surprise me. Filthy fucking Rich had his pick of the litter for, 30, 40 years?
Yeah.
Things get old to people. How the fuck? Nigga, I told somebody the other day, I have yet to figure out something that Prince wouldn't fuck.
Yeah.
Prince will fuck a light bulb, my nigga.
Yeah, you think so?
Look at him. He done had all the bad hers.
Yeah,
he might have had some of the bad hymns. What?
Yeah. I wouldn't put that jacket on. I don't think he was, bro. I don't think he was.
I said might have. I'm not giving my thoughts. I'm giving a version of possible reality.
Right.
These are not my thoughts. I don't think Prince funny.
But I get what you're saying, because they did. That was a not to cut you off, my bad. But what you said was key. When you said, you know, after, because somebody explained it, it was like, yo, after you, you know, reach that height and you get all of this money and you done had all the baddest chicks you can ever dream of from around the world, they get bored and then they start looking at other stuff, which I don't see how that is possible. But
okay, you don't see how it's possible. Arguably, because you've never been there. You remember when MD 2020, Wild Irish Rose, Boone's Farm, and Bud Ice was a party?
Right.
Now I'd have to pay you good money to drink any one of them.
Yeah, I don't think
then that. You went up to Smirnoff and Bumpy Face because she was doing it with me.
Yeah.
Now, how much somebody had to pay you to get you to drink even a half a pint of Bumpy Face? It would be a lot of money, and I would have 3 gallons of something else diluting that shit.
Because you're going to have a bad day the next day. You're going to have a
So look at your liquor, how it evolved.
Let's I get what you're saying. I just can't see myself wanting to mess with no man.
I can't either. But let's take it to car.
Hey, if you do that, that's on you. That's your thing. I'm not,
no judgment.
Kick your back in or nothing like that, man. But I just don't roll that way. That's just me, my personal preference.
But bro, if they do that, they would want you to kick their back in.
Yeah. No.
No, I ain't got a lick of sense. I ain't got a lick of sense.
But hey, man, they look like Homeland Security, man. They trying to take his properties. They're looking at it as a option per se. Cause I don't think they don't have nothing on him. He hasn't been charged with anything. There's allegations.
Let me tell you what I do know. And this is not from life experience. This is from the experiences of other people in my life at the time. If I call the police right now in your area and tell them you hit me, they'll pull up to your house, right?
Facts.
That's how the police operate. The sheriffs operate that way. Low-level jurisdictions operate that way.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't operate that way? The fucking feds.
Right. And like
it's a reason. It's a reason they got an 85% conviction rate, because they watch you for 49 years before they come. They got the paperwork. They got the pictures. They got the control buys.
Right. They got somebody willing to talk or is talking, but whatever they hit them houses for, I don't think they found what they was looking for. No charge.
You know, the crazy thing is, now, obviously, everything on the internet's always right. I thought they went hitting his house for some freaky deaky. I saw one little thing that said child trafficking.
And dope. They was looking for that. They said he had liquid. Somebody said he had liquid transporting liquid cocaine or something.
He wasn't transporting anything. I guarantee fucking to you that.
Well, not him. It was on his jet. It was being done on his jet.
Other thing is, tolerance.
Right.
Normal people buy a half a pint. I've been at times where I used to buy my liquor about a half gallon because we was going to drink more than a fifth if we was going to drink at all.
Yeah.
When you got unlimited funds, he might have had his party favors look different than yours and mine.
No doubt. Yeah.
So for him to have an eighth of a key, that's just for him Busta Rhymes, Jeezy, and I heard the baby over there. That's right. Not the baby. That's Diddy baby. I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to go ahead and read a little bit of this article about what's going on. And then, we can go ahead and we go back and forth on this article because they looking at taking his stuff. They didn't already hit his properties, so now they going off into it. This was posted by Fox Business. You already know I'm going to put the link in the description. This was published today at 4:30 a.m. early this morning. It looks like Lauren Overholtz from Fox Business News. Could Diddy's multi-million-dollar real estate portfolio be seized after raids? Legal experts weighs in. right, so they got like an article going on here. We're just going to do a little paraphrasing through it and a little reading over through it. I'm not going to share my screen at this point in time because it's just an article. I'll put the link in the description. I already know what it is. Hit the like button, subscribe.
Le silence est un luxe rare.
810.5 on your FM dial, WFLNT Radio. I'm Mr. Slayton. We got Soup in the building co-hosting today. Y'all know what it is. All right, so let's get into this article. You all right, bro? You ready? Getting disappeared.
Let's go.
All right. All right, so let's get it. All right, Diddy's homes were raided as a part of a Homeland Security human trafficking investigation March 25th. The future status of his four homes depends on what happens next in the legal proceedings. Combs would have to be charged with a crime for something to happen to any of his homes, according to legal experts. Quote, at that point, the properties themselves could be included or referenced in the indictment as a means that served the ends of those alleged crimes, and they could be seized. Priya Sapori, partner at Greenberg Gluster and a member of the firm's litigation group, told Fox News Digital. So that's what I said, man. Like, he hasn't been charged with anything yet. So, I mean, they're going in his crew. They looking. It seemed like they reaching to me, bro. That's what it seemed like. They looking for something, but they just
let's go back. Let's go back to what they're looking for. Correct me if I'm wrong. And I know I'm wrong. I'm not a fucking lawyer, but these are the ones common knowledge.
Yeah.
There's one of a few ways they can take your shit. Civil asset forfeiture. That's when they say you did something illegal and it could have gave you the means to purchase this. Therefore, this is illegal. Blah, 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 yada, 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 yada.
Right.
You can be sued civilly for more money than you have. And they could take your shit to pay off the civil whatever you got to pay. Yada, yada, yada.
Right.
Ain't nobody ever had their car took. Because they slapped a bitch.
Right.
So I don't think they can take his house for boning a little boy.
But this is what I heard as well.
So that's what I'm saying. I think there's, you know what I'm saying? So I don't
it's
know.
It's a lot of ways it can go. But I heard that he recently, because you know he sold his shares on revolt, him and his business partner, which was smart because they was going to get him out of there.
Sold his shares of what?
Revolt with drink champs and all that shit. Where they come, yeah. What they signed to Revolt. So he had a major share in it, him and his business partners, and he sold them. Now, from what I'm hearing, that he placed his businesses, his assets, and things in the kid's name. Now, will that stop anything? I don't know, but
so let's educate our public. I don't own anything worth a fuck.
Yeah,
but I'm still flirting with the idea of doing it. I just haven't done all my research to figure out how do you protect your shit from being taken if somebody slips and falls in your yard and shoots you for $5 million. How you do that is you don't own anything. You right. Put it all in a fucking trust,
which is what the rich do anyway.
So public listeners, research that. If it makes sense for you, do it, and then give me 4 more likes if I help you. I don't know, bro. I don't know.
Yeah, he got a lot of heat coming on this way. We're just going to paraphrase down here. So all in all, this is an update. We got one other update that involves another actor, famous actor. He's been called out by a latest person to come forward about Diddy, and he included him in his talks with authorities. So we're going to get into that story next. Let's go ahead and finish this out. So pretty much it looks like they trying to find a way to seize his properties or find out if the properties were involved in whatever he's in, or whatever type of freaky shit he was doing. Was it being done in the house is the question. Because if it was, or any type of dope, because they allegedly say that he was transporting liquid dope and all this stuff on his private jets. If they found anything in those houses, even one of them properties that touched on the allegations remotely, even 10%, is over with. They taking a house. They taking a property. That's it. It's over with. It's over with.
I do know this before we go forward. He told us himself a few things. He said, take that. And he said, can't stop, won't stop.
Can't stop, won't stop.
So you could take his crib, but he can't stop, won't stop, baby.
Oh, man. I don't think he want to neither. Because it looked like when you look at old video, like He got some creepy ass videos, man. Would he be hanging on people's shoulders? And man, I'd be like, man, get off of me, man. You know what I mean?
But look, let's you know, we ain't gonna drag it out too far. But let me ask you something.
Yeah.
How much time do you spend asking yourself how much of what you consider right or wrong is actually right or wrong?
Yeah.
Or is it just a product of the American way you were raised?
Yeah. I would say it's all in the way you were raised because, yeah.
Do you not eat pork because it's filthy? Or do you eat pork because that's what massa threw out the window and that's all you could get?
Right, yeah.
Raised two different ways.
Yeah, if you ain't got no choice, it is what it is. I mean, but if you got a choice and you know better, yeah, that's different. And he know damn better with his freaky ass. He know better.
Okay, now I'm going to get real, real dark and then I'm going to be quiet and just leave you like, what the fuck did he just say?
Go ahead, man. Let's do it.
I've been watching some stuff, you know, a little YouTube, you know, all the social media stuff. So I like to get people's opinion because I'm an intelligent person, but I don't know it all. And, you know, I like to know how other people view the world, whatever, without getting too deep into that part. What are you? Before you're a black man, you're a man, right?
Thanks.
Before you're a man, you're a homo sapien, right?
Yeah.
Before you're a homo sapien, you're a mammal, right?
Yeah.
Because you could be a mammal and not be a homo sapien. You could be a whale.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So you have an animal inside of you as well as a human inside of you.
Right.
So if you take it to the animal world, they don't give animals thumbs that don't need thumbs.
Right.
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 If 18 is the age, why do they bleed at 12? Why are they able to make kids 6 to 7 years before they're supposed to?
Well, I mean, you can. Well,
I'm not touching no fucking little kid.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, that's just the
it's a weird fucking concept.
Well, to think back, if you went back to the, let's say, the 50s, 40s, hell, even the 60s, you know what I'm saying? You go down south in the 60s, hey, man, 12, 13 years old, you getting married. And you going in the house and you bearing children. Now, this is a long time ago now.
No, it's not. If you go to Chicago.
I'm not talking about that, fool.
If you go to New York and to take that mansion right now.
Well, I'm just saying, I get what you're saying, but no, on some real shit though. Like back in the day, you know that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Such and such, Mr. Johnson down there, he got a farm, he got cattle, he got all he missing is a wife. He see little Mr. Jameson's daughters getting grown. He got his eye on her. He show up at the door with flowers, you know what I'm saying? Maybe a few cattle to give to the pop and say, hey, man, I want to marry your daughter. She might be 12, 13, but hey, pop, like, time for you to go.
So I guess I pose a question with all that being said. How much of the law, what percentage should be spiritual right and wrong, and what percentage should be societal norms?
Well,
because to me, an 18-year-old is not a fucking adult.
No, not to me neither, because they suck at making decisions. Like, yeah, no.
And we're not even going to talk about the fact that the school system don't get them ready for it. But, you know,
right, exactly.
That's a whole nother podcast.
Listen, man, like right now in today's society, I mean, at my age, 47, I'm married now. But if I wasn't, just hypothetically, I wouldn't even be searching for a 21-year-old. Hell no. I don't want to date no 21-year-old. Now, if I'm just looking to have fun or whatever, that's different. But to really get in a serious relationship, hell no, man. Fuck.
I fully understand that.
No. But not only that, is there's a moral thing.
But you stick one, though. Huh? Rhetorically, would you stick one, though?
That's why I said, if you're just having fun, all if you're just having fun, you're just smashing, you're just doing your thing. But, you know, if you still do, there's some cats out here at 47 still doing that. You know what I'm saying? Not me. No.
If I start talking to a 21-year-old, I'm going to go soft.
Yeah, man.
She gonna piss me off with her dumb ass mind.
Just the sound of that voice.
My shit gonna curl off inside my body. Like,
yeah, man. No. And then not only, I mean, and then you think about a grown man in his mid-30s looking at a 13-year-old. That's just not right, bro. It's just not right. I don't care how you twist it, cut it, put it. It's just not right, in my opinion.
I'll say this, because I try my best not to judge people. I'll say it's weird as fuck, and it's not for me.
Yeah.
Whether it's right or wrong, really nobody can say that other than God and the fucking court system.
Right, right. Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
God's never wrong, and the court system's usually wrong.
Right.
So who knows?
Yeah.
I know I don't have no little girl. I got a 22-year-old sister.
Mm-hmm.
If you older than 23 and three quarters, I'm going to kick your ass. You even say hi to her.
Right.
So that's just for me. In my house, we'll serve the Lord. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Shout out to Dallas. You got that shit in my head. But, you know, teach his own on certain things. And let's not forget about the fact that what are you willing to do for fame?
Yeah.
A lot of people be selling their kids off to these take that parties. Oh, not that it makes it right, but like,
right.
Where are we going to draw the line? Because if my 13-year-old, I don't have a 13-year-old, but if my 13-year-old goes out and steals a car, shoots three niggas and puts gasoline on a baby's head,
yeah,
I'm going to be in some trouble for that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's go ahead and get through this article. 810.5 WFLNT Radio, channel 810.5. We got Soup, Mr. Slate in the building. Hit the like button, subscribe.
Let's talk about Cookie.
All right, let's go ahead.
You will never be a Navy diver, Cookie.
Well, you want to go ahead? We're going to go ahead. That's about the gist of it with Diddy right now. Besides that, he got somebody else joining him in the hot seat, y'all. We got Cuba Gooding Jr. in the mix here. Where he fit in, let's find out.
Where I think he fit in? The southern region in the middle.
Hell no. Nah. All right, y'all, let's look at this. This was updated. This was a while ago, March 26th. You may have heard about it already, by Yahoo Entertainment. Sean Diddy Combs accuser asked Cuba Gooding Jr. to sexual assault lawsuit, everything we know. So they got a picture of him sitting up here looking goofy, as he always do, with that silly ass look on his face. You know, babe. So they asked, what just happened? On March 25th, the same day that two of Combs' properties were raided amidst an ongoing sex trafficking investigation, Jones's complaint, which had been filed in federal courts against Combs and various associates, was amended to add the Jerry Maguire actor as a co-defendant. Ah, damn. Jones claimed in the lawsuit initially filed on February 26th that Gooding, who won an Academy Award in 1997, sexually harassed and assaulted him on Combs' yacht. Jones alleged allegations against Gooding haven't changed within the complaint. What did change is that Gooding is now named as a co-defendant. So what's the guy? I guess that's the producer, Lil Rod. Yeah, Lil Rod Jones. So Diddy took a little
if he had a Lil Rod too.
Yeah. Hey, so this is it. Just to bring you up to speed, man. Lil Rod is a child prodigy producer. Like, he knows how to play like over 15 instruments. He knows how to get down on the boards. So Diddy took him under his wing, and he went out to Diddy's spot and lived with Diddy for a while. And he said he was in a session, and this is not verbatim, y'all. This is not verbatim. Allegedly, Cuban Gooding Jr. came in the studio, and Diddy said, hey, get to know Lil Rod. And then he said he sat there with him and Gooding was asking him questions, and then he put his hand on his shoulder and was touching between his legs and all that, getting all close to him, and then tried to take it from him. Now, did he succeed? I don't know. But that's what little man's saying, dog. They saying as well that he got something to do with the Star Island stuff. and all that. He go out to the Star Island, because you heard about Star Island, right?
Nah, man.
Star Island is pretty much, you know how your boy Epstein had his own island?
Regretfully.
Yeah. Well, Diddy bought an island. He bought one house on there. It's not a very big island. So he bought one mansion on there, and then he bought the mansion next door to him. So that makes it ultimately pretty much his island, because he owns the property alone. So he was taking his jet and flying in underage women, allegedly. Flying in liquid dope and all kind of drugs and throwing all kind of freak parties and stuff. And all the Hollywood elites would go out, allegedly, and enjoy themselves and take their pick of the litter. You want a boy? You want a man? You want a girl? You want a woman?
Silk there, fiend there, mama there, pee there.
Yeah. So that's where, and, you know, he's being drawn into that. Cuban Gooding Jr. is being drawn into that, man. Like, it's an ugly situation, yo.
You know, it's crazy. And there's something else I don't like about the law either. I swore no oath to no department to uphold a damn thing. Mm-hmm. I swore an oath to God to protect my family. That's it. I got an unspoken oath to my brothers. If it happens to you, and I'm there, it happens to me too. We ain't leaving nobody.
Yeah.
But there's certain laws, and it's fucked up that, like, if some certain things happen around you and you don't report it or try and stop it, you can be charged. Just because I ain't been to none of these rich nigga mansion parties. I don't trust that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm paranoid, nigga. I could disappear off in that bitch. I don't trust you.
Right.
But I, you know, 45 house party. And what happens when one of them try and grab on you and you tell them no? Now they can just go lie. Oh yeah, and he was there, silk there, fiend there. And now, you know, you all fucked.
I don't see why you just don't turn up. I mean, I get it, your career, you don't wanna, you know what I mean? But I'm sorry, bro. Somebody grabbed from my space, bro. It's, yeah, bro. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's going to get ugly. It's going to get real ugly, man.
Well, Spark said it in here.
Yeah. I don't care who you is, man. It's getting ugly. Yeah, man. That Cuban Gooding Jr., man. I don't know, man. Like I said, he's always been a weird character to me. You know, not saying that he's guilty. I'm not saying
that. That's what I'm going to say. Weird shouldn't send you to jail.
Yeah. I'm not saying that. But the way he be touching on cats and stuff, because I've seen it. I've seen videos where he whip people and he touchy Philly, man. And yeah.
I mean, take Will Smith's son. What's his name? Take any one of his kids.
Yeah.
They're all weird as shit.
Yeah.
But that don't mean they touching on little kids.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying you were saying that. I'm just saying.
Yeah. That's where I draw the line. You know what I mean? That's where I draw the line. Like, come on, bro. Okay, let's go ahead, man. Let's finish this out.
So this is my thing. No means no. And if that person's not old enough to be able to say no and stand on their own personal business, then don't touch them till they are.
Right, exactly.
If they're grown, if you're so fucked, just that's why they say at work. That's why they say in the military, you can't fuck with anyone lower ranking you, because they might feel like they can't tell you no, or it will halt their career, so they got pressured into telling you yeah.
No doubt. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. We're gonna see, man. We're gonna see what happens, because the bottom gonna fall out the sky in a minute, man.
Oh, but the bottom already fell out if he did.
Wah, wah, wah. All right, man. Let's finish this up. So Jones, which is what is his name? Lil Rod Jones. Let's see, is a self-described musical prodigy who taught himself how to play 13 instruments, that is, not 15, 13, said he got a call from Combs' team in September of 2022 to produce the Love album Off the Grid. He worked with Combs from September 2022 to September 2023, producing 9 songs that appeared on the album. Jones said he lived with Combs for months during that period, spending holidays, birthdays, and missing major family events during that time. Jones said he also witnessed drug acquisition and use the displaying and distribution of unregistered legal firearms and other unnamed rappers consorting with underage girls and sex workers. Jones amended his complaint for the second time on the day Combs' homes in Miami and Los Angeles were raided by Homeland Security related to an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. Combs was accused of sex trafficking by ex-girlfriend Cassie in October and a Jane Doe in November. Two other women came forward alleging sexual assault in lawsuits. Man, that's, hey, man, that's why he be looking so nervous on the video now. That nigga be looking behind him. You don't know what's coming, man.
Who hasn't paid for some pussy? I ain't talking about prostitute down the street, but
yeah,
come on. Yeah. I got you, but my phone about to get cut off. Okay.
Right.
Who hasn't bought a blunt? And how the fuck would he know if something was registered or unregistered? Unregistered file, knowing, nigga, kill yourself.
Right. That's why I say you really can't.
Viral, man. Like, get out of here.
Yeah, but all the allegations, man, it's just crazy, man. It's crazy. It just seemed like somebody coming for him. It almost seemed like a witch hunt in a sense. Like I said, he did a lot of freaky, weird stuff that we heard throughout the years, but this is like, wow. Sex trafficking? Okay.
So let me ask you this. If he goes to trial, how long from now will it be?
He got paper, so he got the best lawyers money can buy. So, I mean, it could be a year or two, it could stretch out, man.
So any jury he gets is already going to have their mind made up based on the twisted media.
Well, and not only that, like, well, yeah, you could say that. That's a pitfall for him, yeah.
And we all go through this, you know what I'm saying? And then, like I tell people, I ask a question to people randomly, just, you know, just to get people thinking a little bit more like I do.
Yeah.
What's the difference in self-defense and murder?
Well, self-defense is if they coming at you with something you feel your life is threatened, then you got the right to go on and blow something down or poke something up, whatever you got to do to get out of the situation. But if they're walking away, then you blow something down or you poke something up and they walking away, going away from the situation, that's murder.
Okay. I have food for thought, something just to think about. I say the difference in self-defense and murder is your jury.
Yeah, that is true.
And next time you look in the mirror, ask yourself, will I ever get a jury of my peers?
Nah. Nah. You'll get somebody that don't understand the street bullshit. Do you know what I mean? Like,
well, the prosecutor's job is to find you guilty.
Right.
And your lawyer's job is to find you not guilty.
Right.
And they bring in 50 people. And for instance, you're a truck driver. Mm. So anything you do, the first thing the prosecutor is going to do is kick off anybody who drives trucks. They relate to
you. Because you're the professional driver is what they say.
They relate to you too much. Then they're going to kick off all the black males in your age group.
Right.
They want your enemy up there because it makes their job easier.
Yeah.
Let's not get how deep on this episode into how fucked up the criminal justice system is.
Right. Yeah.
But it has nothing to do with the truth and the facts. It has to do with flipping those facts in a way where the jury that you hand selected will agree with what the fuck you're talking about.
Right. Yeah.
Or scaring this person into taking a bullshit plea.
Wow.
Let's not get into privatized jails and all that another episode.
Yeah.
But Diddy's probably fucked. Whether he fucked or didn't fuck, he's probably fucked on some level.
I think that's the case because, I mean, even if you do come out not guilty, man, it's just that staying on you now, Jack. You know what I'm saying?
Not only that, even if you do come out not guilty and they come out and say, we lied, we're sorry, you still not going to get that $100 million back you're going to have to spend for your legal defense. Luckily, you got it, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, he got the paper now. He damn sure got the paper. Damn sure got the paper. Well, we're going to finish this up, WFLNT Radio, Channel 810.5. On your FM dial, Mr. Slayton Soup in the building. Y'all hit the like button, subscribe. 810-553-6592. That's 810-553-6592. Y'all can also hit the Cash App, $ Mr. Slate 810, or hit the PayPal, man. Just search for TAGT Productions, and we on there. Google search us, and you can find us anywhere podcasts are being streamed. So Lizzo, she quit music. That was the thing I heard. I was like, oh, she quit music. She give up. Like, I don't believe that. Which, you know, I was actually pretty right because it looks like she didn't actually quit. Another Yahoo Entertainment news. Lizzo isn't actually quitting music. Obviously, this was reported today at 11:40 a.m. What you think about Lizzo, man? I really have no thought.
Now this Lizzo thing, I did see one.
Yeah.
She didn't quit music. She quit you ratchet ass niggas. Yeah. Is that not what you got from it? I quit entertaining your negativity. Miss me with the fuck shit. That's what Lizzo quit.
Well, let's check it out, man. Let's go see what she's talking about. All right. So in this week's biggest news, Lizzo isn't actually quitting music. This is only news because she posted a message on social media with all the caps sentence, I quit. But did anyone actually believe she was going to give up? Releasing body positive bangers perfectly suited for performing at a Democratic fundraiser. Did anyone think she would even go so far as to quit social media when she has a shapewear brand to promote? The truth is, Lizzo never actually said what she was quitting, but was pretty obvious it wasn't going to be any of her very successful lucrative endeavors. Here's what she actually meant, according to a clarifying video she posted to social media on Tuesday. Quote, from Lizzo, when I say I quit, I mean I quit giving any negative energy attention. What I'm not going to quit is the joy of my life, which is making music, which is connecting to people, she said, because I know I'm not alone. That was just something because I heard so much about it. I don't really care too much for her. I don't listen to her music. Not throwing shade on her, but I mean, it was a big thing. People was freaking out. Like, she quit. Like, so she's definitely banging.
People live on social media, so they freak out about anything, man.
Yeah.
And that was her whole book.
Yeah.
I quit giving a shit what the fuck you freak out about. And she made herself relevant because to me and you, she wasn't relevant.
Nah, I don't.
Listeners.
I couldn't even tell you a Lizzo song, to be honest with you. I know she's successful. Shout out to her. Shout out to all the big girls out there in the building. Shout out to all the big draws, you know what I'm saying? And the little draws, too. Y'all skinny women out there, too, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to
them little hungry heifers. I'm just talking shit. I love everybody.
But yeah, man, we just want to tap in, man, and give y'all a little taste again. What you got popping, man? You. We working on getting your own stuff, man. We want to put you on deck, man. We want to put you on, man. We need you. Hey, we need you out here, bro.
Like Lizzo said, a long time ago, I quit. What did I quit? Being home when the weather's nice. Hey, mine ain't gonna pop off to the winter because I'm gonna be on two wheels until it starts getting cold again.
Yeah.
So I'll be around, but. Look, you might hear a motorcycle engine. I might be around via the phone, the Bluetooth helmet.
Right.
But other than that, man, just riding my bike, living my life.
Yeah.
Loving my kids, loving my wife.
That's what's up, man.
Nigga. I should be a rapper.
Hey, man, get on here, man. Get over here, man. I hooked the mic up, man, and put some bing bings and boom pam down for you, man.
Hey, man, I'm with it. And look, you said, buddy, you had made the mistake of which you corrected yourself, and I had a thought when you did. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go ahead and put that out there. You said Buddy had learned two instruments.
13.
Or 15. No, you said 15, and you corrected yourself and said 13. Well, yeah. I really feel like if the listeners pull their money together, we can buy that man a kazoo and a harmonica, and then we can get that 15 to be accurate.
That 15 up.
Right on over. Yeah, we could. Look, if he done with Cuba, what about your boy Wild and Crazy Kids, his brother? We have his brother go drop him off at his house.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? And take that belt he beat that nigga with on Baby Boy. Here, nigga, you gonna play this.
Well, we working, y'all. We working to get this thing popping. We try to figure out Streamlabs, but for some reason, was it you couldn't hear me or I couldn't hear you? So we had to come over to another platform. So we kind of pretty much did this on the fly, y'all. But we're gonna hook it up.
We had to let Diddy take us shopping and buy us a stone.
Ooh. We take Cookie shopping. Put Cookie in the car with him. He probably Cookie would disappear. I'm out of here, man.
I believe y'all with this. Raise your kids. That's not fucking Mark Zuckerberg's job, and he does a shitty job at it.
That's right. Make their ass go outside and play. Saying if you got lunch, you know.
Yeah. Well, they do raise their kids. The problem is they was raised by this shit, too. Right. I'm going to believe that for later. All right.
Well, this is Mr. Slate and
Super.
And it's WFLNT Radio, channel 810.5 on your FM dial. Man, y'all hit the hotline, 810-553-6592. Hit the email, MrSlate810@gmail. Hit the like, subscribe, PayPal, Cash App. We appreciate y'all.
Le silence est un luxe rare.
Signing out.
I take checks.
Peace.